It is the day after Super Tuesday, and if you need to get caught up on the winners and the losers from the evening, you are in the right place because we are turning to Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz for the latest. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, Kayla.
I feel like to really just sum up last night, it was a good night for Donald Trump and it was a good night for Joe Biden, I think, just as most folks expected. So let's just go ahead and start with Trump. How did things pan out overall for him?
Well, he won every single state except for Vermont, where Nikki Haley was able to pull off an upset. And I believe I came on here yesterday, so that was one of the states to watch that Nikki Haley could potentially win. You had a great night for President Biden, certainly, but there are some things that we can look at that might be a concern. You know, you had, I believe, 12% of the Democrat electorate vote uncommitted or undecided in North Carolina, which is going to be a potential swing state coming up this election. And what are those voters who are uncommitted going to do? Because President Biden is going to need every single one of them come November if he wants to beat former President Trump. And then he also lost the American Samoas to a no-name candidate who was a long shot and I don't think was on anybody's radar going into election night. So I think that kind of blew social media up a little bit.
Yeah, his name was Jason Palmer. And I don't even think it was on Jason's radar. I've heard some audio from him this morning where he said he wasn't even paying attention and he didn't even know he won until his phone started blowing up from friends and family. So that one definitely unexpected. I think the other one you're talking about, the 12% of uncommitted voters in North Carolina. Did you see how things played out in Minnesota for President Biden?
Yes, yeah, that was even worse for President Biden. Now, that might be interesting. I think that's a state that he's still going to go into as the favorite. But, you know, when you factor in the fact that that happened, you know, could this now be a swing state for former President Trump? It's still unlikely and still going to be heavily probably favored towards Biden. But I don't think we can ignore it.
We also saw this kind of happen in Michigan. Nearly 14% of voters also chose the uncommitted choice. And Ryan, these uncommitted voters are largely in part to kind of these group efforts, right, of pro-Palestine individuals?
Yeah, correct. Yes, it's mostly a protest vote over the Israel-Hamas conflict. And if you look at some of the states where these numbers have been the strongest, Michigan and Minnesota, those are places where squad members or progressive Democrats who are very passionate about the Israel-Hamas issue in terms of Palestinian rights, Rashida Tlaib, Michigan, Ilhan Omar from Minnesota, those are the states that they represent. So the states where they've probably been the most vocal and most pushy when it comes to this undecided vote.
Let's talk about Nikki Haley really quickly. You mentioned it. She did pick up a W there in Vermont, which, again, not totally surprising, as you did. You said it yesterday here on the show that that was a state for all of us to watch what happens. Any indication, though, that she will stay in the race moving forward?
Well, she currently has no public events scheduled. She did not speak last night that I remember. So we don't know what she's thinking right now. Does she stay in the race? I think we have to watch for fundraising and see if she's still going to be able to fundraise after last night because, you know, with no clear path to victory or at least a very close to impossible path to victory, it's going to be very hard for her to pull this off now. So I'm not quite sure if fundraising is going to be able to keep up the way it has. Or if there's going to be the political will to stay in the race now.
Well, so how about this? My producer just telling me in my ear, Ryan, you got to love live radio, that according to the Wall Street Journal, she actually has just set an address scheduled for 10 a.m. this morning. In fact, the Wall Street Journal predicting she is going to exit the Republican presidential race. So you got to love live radio, right? Breaking news here. My producer just sharing with me. We'll have to look into that one. At the end of the day, what comes up next now, Ryan? Where do we go from here?
We finish out the rest of the campaign field, but I think you're going to start to see President Trump and President Biden, and they've kind of already been doing this, but they're starting to transition to more of a general election style of campaign. So they're going to take a lot of the resources in some of the states that they don't think are going to have as big of an impact in November and move those resources to some of the battleground states. So think Michigan, Ohio, some of the states like that.
Yeah, and I have to think we'll really start to see the two take shots at each other as well moving forward as we move towards March 12th. Really great coverage, Ryan. I'm sure you've been a busy guy. So we'll let you go and we'll check back in with you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good, Kayla. Thank you so much.
That is Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz joining us here on WoWo. And yes, just a bit of breaking news. Nikki Haley now has an address slated for 10 a.m. this morning. We will bring you more details into that as those details obviously develop.
podcast by Federated Media.